Today's daf is daf lamed vav. We've been discussing motzi mechaver olav arayah. Is that each one of the cases in the Mishnah ended up being a thing. Or in a case where the mazik was shema and the nizik was bori, the chiddush over there is that even though the nizik is bori and he says, look, I'm telling you what it was that was mazik me, we still say hamotzi mechaver olav arayah. And we don't say in that case, well, I mean, you're saying you don't know. He's saying he does know. So let's, you know, let's at least do what Simcha says. I mean, we don't know what happened, so let's say Chokin. No, even in that say we don't say Chokin. That's the first Chiddush. Then we go on to the second case, and we have a Shor that's Katan and a Shor that's Gadol, and now they're arguing which one was it that damaged the other one. That tells me, as we ended up saying, that the Nizik was Shema. Remember, it had to be the Nizik was Shema, because if the Nizik was Bori, then he's saying, I don't even get what you claim I get, because I admit that that never happened. And that the Nizik is Shema, and the Mazik is Bori, and that nonetheless, the halacha over there is that Sumcha says, look, even though the Nizik says, I don't know what happened, we still say, Mamun Hamutu B'Safik Kolkin. That's a tremendous Chiddush also. Then we had the case of Echad Tam v'Echad Mu'ad, where there was only one shor that was damaged, the original case. That comes to tell me that you should not be cheshish just because just because one of them is a violent shor and the other one isn't. We'll see later on. There's a Mandi Omer who says that if there is an animal that's being violent, then we have a right to be semech that it was that animal that caused the hezek and not the other. Comes along the Mishnah to say, since here they were chasing the other shor, even the apparently docile shor was clearly enraged about something. So because of that, we're not going to be semech on saying it was the mu'ah that caused the damage and not the tam. That's also a chiddush. And then the last case that we had was talking about where the nitvas, remember we said that somebody who is tofes can go ahead and take. And that was what the case was, where echad gadol v'echad katan, where there were two cases of Nizakim. So over there we said, if one of them is Toface, so whatever is Toface, we can't be motzi in the other. So therefore, each one of these cases is a Chiddush. Tosfos says, but the last case is in a Chiddush. Echad Tam v'Echad Mu'ad is not a bigger Chiddush than the case of Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan. It's also talking about Kegon Shetov, so the Gemara came out. So Tosfos says, no chinami, it's not. But remember that in the Reish of the Mishnah, we had a case of Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan, Echad Tam v'Echad Mu'ad. And over there, both cases were necessary to tell me different Chiddushim. To keep the Mishnah parallel, we speak about Gadol v'Katan, Tam and Mu'ad as if it's one case. And so you can't ask for a separate Chiddush necessarily in the case where there were two Nizakim. Now continues today the Gemara to analyze that one case of Hayu Shnehem, Shavish Echad, Shnehem Chayavim, which is a very strange statement. If both belong to the same person, both are Chayav. What do you mean, both are Chayav? I mean, there's only one person. Okay, so on the surface, as mentioned in the Mishnah, that's got to be a reference. This is now Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we're on the second line. So Hayu Shnehem, Shavish Echad, Shnehem Chayavim, it seems to be saying that we're talking about Shorei Tam. Because, I mean, if we're talking about a mu'ad, we wouldn't have said Shnehem Chayavim, as we'll see later on the Gemara. Omar le Rava mi parzakula Ravashi. Seems that what this teaches us is that Shemaimina, Shvarim Tamim, Sheizikul. Since over here there were two Shvarim, both of them belong to the same guy, and it says both are Chayav, apparently what that shows is that Ratzami Zegoveh. That since both of these shvarim belong to the same guy, so then as long as you have one of them to collect from, you can collect from either one. That's what it seems to be saying. Otherwise, we're saying both are chayim. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Who says we're talking about shari tam? Maybe we're talking about mu'adim. If it's mu'adim, so then, of course, shneim chayavim, in the sense that the owner anyway is going to have to pay. So then it makes no sense. The next case, Ibu Mu'adim Emaseifa, Oya Echad Gadol V'Echad Katan, which of course is irrelevant if we're talking about a mu'ad. The only difference about the size of the shor is if we're paying from the shor's own body. The next case, it sits and talks about an argument as to whether it was a big one that caused the damage, or the small one that caused the damage. All of this is ridiculous. If you're talking about Muadim, so my lafkele, meaning who cares which one did the damage? I mean, so. In the end, he pays him out of his bank account. What difference could it make to me what size the shore was? Amarle, no. The case in the seifa obviously is a case of tam. It's the reisha that was talking about muad. But in the seifa where it makes a difference, and there were two different size shvarim and achidami. There, clearly, it's talking about tam. Amarle, Ravaka, Sabla, Ravashi, how could it be talking about muadim, for heaven's sakes? Ibu muadim. What are you saying? Chayavim. Chayavim. Chayavim is a reference to the shore. It should simply say chayav. Gavra. The owner is chayav, not the shore is chayav. So chayav gavra, be boy. Not to mention that since there's only one owner, how could there be two? I mean, my shnehem. I mean, there's certainly not two owners. Forget about it. This is ridiculous. Of course, it's talking about not a muad. No, one is talking about the fact that it's a reference to the shore. You start talking about the shore. You said there were two chasing, right? And you should say the owner is chayav in either event, even though I can't identify the particular shore. Nonetheless, I know that it was this owner's shore, and I'm a chayav the owner. That's what you should have said. But if you start talking about the shore, you're clearly not talking about a muad. You're talking about a tam. Not to mention the fact that if you're talking about the owner, how did the owner suddenly split into two? There's no two. There's only one. So it's not shnehem. My shnehem. Ela liolam bitami. Therefore, it's got to be talking about, obviously, shorei tam. So you're saying if there's shorei tam, so then what exactly do you mean when you say shnehem chayavim, and only the one that causes the hezek would be chayav? If one of them was lost, you couldn't collect from either. Because the guy would say, listen, buddy, I'm really sorry, but the shore that hit you is the one that got lost. Well, you don't know that. Really? Well, prove that it's this one. So in what sense are shnehem chayavim? But Alib and Rabbi Akiva, the Yom HaShutafim Ninu, what it is telling us is, on the contrary, shnehem chayavim, meaning only if shnehem are present. If both of them are there, to eat the tarvaya, in which case the lomatzi lamatchila, he can't push him off by claiming that your shore got lost. That's the whole point. Shnehem chayavim. When both are present, you can collect. Aval letnu the tarvaya. If you don't have shnehem, you don't have anything. That's what it's saying. So that if one of them gets lost, motzi amalei, zil aite raya daitu razakacha, v'yashalem lecha. Go bring me a raya, that this indeed is the shore that caused the damage, and I will be happy to pay you. But until that time, I don't owe you anything, because I think the one that damaged you is the one that has disappeared, so your money went wandering off. Really sorry about that. Hadra lalok hameniach lali neder. Fine thunder helik eperek. Shor shenagach arba'a v'chamisha shvarim ze achar ze. Up until now, we've been discussing the interrelationships of the chiyuvim of various shvorim to others. Now we want to talk about the extension of the dinim that we had in the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, about how to view the chiyuv. Whether the chiyuv on the shore means that it's actually mishtalem from the goof of the shore automatically, and not just that the goof of the shore is an upper limit to tashlumin, or whether the goof of the shore is an upper limit to tashlumin, but the owner is a balkov. Owners above all, limited by the value of the shore. So we're going to see more about this now in seeing how we go from step to step in a case where a shore continues to damage different people. You'll say, but if it continued to damage different people, it's no longer a tam, it's muad, and therefore it's irrelevant how we split the body up. Not true. Because in order for a shore to be a muad, there has to be a pattern in what it does. If it violates the pattern, it never becomes a muad. So let's say it sees a shore and gores. And then the next day or the next time it sees a shore, it goes over and gives him a kiss. And then the next time it gores again. And then the next time it doesn't gore. But the next time after that also doesn't gore. Because if it's the time after that it gored, Now it's creating a pattern of every other time. So it now randomly gores and doesn't gore. So then it never becomes a mu'ad. Yeah, bad day. So we can't establish the mu'adim in that case. So we have a time that can keep on goring forever, as long as it's random enough. It's the way people get away with being mad.
Yeah?
It's only the parents who notice the patterns. The kids always say, what? It's only because of this. You know, we know what it's really about. So if the shor was nagach arba v'chamisha shvarim zeachazeh, then what happens is, now this is a weird halacha. It doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Yishalem la'acharon shebehem. Pay the last guy. The last guy? Why in the world would you pay the last guy? You know, Gemara is going to try to figure this out because there's no possible explanation for why we would pay the last guy. And only the last guy. And then only if there's money left over, im yesh bo motar yachzir l'shelefanav. Why would that be? So this is really, this is absolutely a conundrum, this Mishnah. Give the money to the guy before. If there's still something left after paying the guy before the last guy, im yesh bo motar yachzir l'shelefanav, then you can go back to the one before the penultimate one. There's no word for that one. And that I know of anyway. So yachzir l'shelefanav, that's Dr. Spolsky.
Anti-penultimate.
It's actually used that way. There you go. It's a good thing I asked. I would have been left on Amara the rest of my life. Ena baishan lomi. So you pay, first you pay the ultimate, then the penultimate, and then the anti-penultimate. How do you like that? The acharon, acharon niskar, divrei Rabbi Meir. It says, Rabbi Meir, it's always the last guy in who's the first guy paid, which is absolutely mad, because we know that the halacha under any circumstances is never that. I mean, I don't care whether you view it as a Baal Chov or you view it as like Rabbi Akiva. I mean, this does not make sense. So we're going to ask. Maybe Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's actually much more complicated than that. Because what happens is that each one who was damaged now becomes a co-owner of the shor. He becomes a shutev. Now, that's obviously like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, what happens is that you will always give the person who was most recently damaged half of the nezek, but then prorated to the owners and the amount that they own in the shor from before, they will lose from their prorated share 50% to the one who was most recently damaged. So therefore, let's take a case. You've got a shor that's worth 200. We'll keep it easy. Shor worth 200 is nogeach, a shor worth 200. We take the simple case that Rabbi Meir always likes, a case where we don't have to worry about Pchat Avela, the damage, it's a total, and that means that we pay Chatzi Nezik, and since the Shovarim are worth the same amount of money, so now we've got two owners in the Shor Shava Matai. Because this guy owns 100 of it, the first Nezik owns 100 of it, the original owner owns 100 of it. So now we have 50% ownership in the shor, libet Rabbi Akiva. Now, what happens is that it goes now and gores another shor. So chazav negach shor acher shava matayim. So now what happens is, of course, the last guy to be damaged, he's collecting from the shor. He says, I don't care who the owners of the shor is. Mr. Shor, I'm taking half of you. So now he owns half of the shor, and the other guys each split the other half. So now they become 25% owners in that shor. So that means, Acharon notel mana, and Shalafav zenotel chamishim zuz, and then the other one also is notel chamishim zuz. So now we've got three owners, one who owns 50%, two who own 25% apiece. It now goes ahead and it's nogeach again. Again, the last guy, obviously, he says, I don't care who owns the shor. I'm taking half of the shor. Okay, so he takes half of the shor. Now he's got 50% of the shor. The two 50% owners, they obviously have gone down now, so he takes the money. The one before him, who was the one who owned now, he was a 50% owner. His portion now goes down to 50 zuz. Vishnayam Arishonim, the first two, who own 25%, now go down now to Dinar Zahav. Each one of them has 25. This, of course, is very similar to dilution in the market. It's a nice introduction to what happens when they sell your company out from under. So you thought you had a lot of money in that company. So very rapidly your shor, your value you have in the shor, is diluted with the new owners. Says the Gemara, now this Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, is weird. Matinitin money. The loker Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Givin, it doesn't work out according to anybody. Ik Rabbi Yishmael, so what was the Rashi saying now? I mean, let's try to work it out first like Rabbi Yishmael, then we'll see what we get to. So Ik Rabbi Yishmael, I mean, it seems, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's completely off the wall. I mean, according to Rabbi Yishmael, they're Balei Chovot. So if they're Balei Chovot, what's the rule of the Baal Chov? The rule of the Baal Chov is first in, first out. Here it says last in, first out. How's that possible? I mean, hi, acharon, these guys, is that what the Mishnah should have said? The last guy to be hurt is the first guy to recoup his damages? Rishon, niskar, mi boil. I mean, the only way this works, if you hold it to Balakovos, is that the first guy is the first one to collect. Now, even though we said before that if the Balakov comes along and he collects, we said, well, the last one can always say, I would have taken from you anyway, even if it had occurred in my in your rishos. Mm-hmm. Says Rashi, that's all very nice, where one is a Balakov and one is a Nizek. So the Nizek could say, look, obviously I've got more in this shore than you have because I would have been able to take it even from you. But over here, they're both Nizeks. So then they're both equal in how much of a she'ibud they have against the shore. So how can we possibly say that the later guy's she'ibud, a lien that was created later, is able to come first before a lien that was created earlier? I mean, that violates every standard of collection that we have. And it can't be Rabbi Akiva either. I mean, equal Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, you're both now owners. All the owners up until now become joint owners with the one who is currently damaged. So they're turet shutvayi. So that it still doesn't make sense. What are you going to say? Yeshbo mutar yachzir l'shalafanav. Give the whole thing to the guy that was there before him. The deal is l'kulam mifarlei. It's split now. It's prorated between all of them. Exactly what Rabbi Shimon says. There's no possible case you can come up with a libra Rabbi Akiva, is there, where you're going to tell me that the guy before, he's the only one that takes all of whatever is left of the shor. I mean, that's impossible. Amar Rava, you're right. This Mishnah is outrageous unless we put in a factor that we haven't thought of, and that is this. It's got to be going a libra Rabbi Yishmael, because according to Rabbi Akiva, we'll see why we don't want to say any expression in a moment. According to Rabbi Akiva, it ought to be what Rabbi Shimon said. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. He says, Balei Chovot Ninu. So what's your problem? Well, your problem was, why does the Mishnah say, Acharon, Acharon, Niskar, the last guy in should be the first guy out? It should say the opposite. Rishon, Rishon, Niskar, the first guy to be damaged is the first guy to be able to recover. Be boiling. I'll tell you why. What happened over here is that each Nizek went ahead and took it in order to collect from. The moment that he took it to collect from, he is responsible to watch it. Because is it valuable for him to take it to collect from? Mm-hmm. I mean, he can't literally collect with it. It's a mashkin for him. Because according to Rabbi Yishmael, the guy could say, no, the shore you're not getting, buddy. I'm giving you some cash. He says, okay, but I'm going to keep the shore until I get the cash. Fine. So you keep the shore. So in other words, it's worth a dime for you to be able to threaten me with keeping my shore until you get the cash, obviously. But that means that you have a din of a shomer who's responsible for its hezek. Since you're responsible for its hezek, now we're talking about coming to you and collecting from you. So that means each guy who's toe-faced becomes now a shomer socher and is the latest one responsible for the hezek. So any hezek that takes place, he's going to have to pay for it. Therefore, the last guy in is going to be the first guy out because he sues the guy behind him and he says, hey, you're a shomer on this shore. I want the money.
Do we have other cases where there's no obvious acceptance of responsibility, no agency?
Sure. The guy, there could be different levels of acceptance of responsibility. We're going to get that. They get to that in Bob Metzia. There's four different levels of agencies. Okay, but here, this level of agency where you get benefit out of it, you're responsible for it.
Could you we assume that you would have taken the asset knowing if you knew
you can't take the asset. You can only use it to extort payment. If you can't get it, so then Beis Din will give you the asset. That's true. Okay, but this is only a bit of a Yeshua. According to Rabbi Akiva, you own the asset instantly, which is why everything is so different. So since you become a Shomer Sachar LeNizakim, wait a minute, says the Gemara, but that still doesn't work. I mean, so then why does it say if anything is left, it goes back to the guy before? Does it go back to the guy before? If you're a Shomer, you're a Shomer for the owner. So it should say it goes back to the owner. I mean, saying it goes back before creates now an order of collection. An order of collection is certainly wrong. How could it be an order of collection? So it should have said, Yachzir Lebaalim is what it should say. Bipoile is what it should say. Omer Avina, what it's saying is, Im Yeshbon Motar Benizakav, it's saying, look, if there's anything left, for its damages. And that's, let's say that they're not all the same. That you've been assuming all along that the Nezik is exactly the same. Suppose it's not all the same. Let's say that the fourth guy in line, his Nezik was 100. And let's say the fifth guy in line, his Nezik was only 50. Okay, so then that means that he can only come and collect 25 for his Nezik. Of 50. So then if that's the case, the guy before him still has got something left to collect from this shor, because the nezek has gone down. So because of that, it says, Yachzila Shalafanav means that the previous guy who was stone-faced is still going to have something in it, because he could always still say, okay, fine, I'll pay. But I'm only paying 25 for this guy's 50, which leaves the other 25 for me in my mashkin. That's all that it said. But obviously, in the end, I mean, the Balaam's going to get back his piece of the action. There's no question about it. I was only holding it for him. I always knew I only could collect out of here up to 50%. V'chein kiyata Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came along and they asked him, how did Rabbi Yochanan learn this Mishnah? Oh, he said, Rabbi Yochanan said something wild. The only way to make sense of the Mishnah is if you insert the idea of the negligence of an agent. This Mishnah is based on a piece that you're going to have to work out for yourself, which is that there was a Shomer here who was Persheya, and because of that, the most recent guy can come back against the Shomer. And that's what we're referring to here. Now, so you just made it work out, Aliba, Rabbi Shmuel, and only Rabbi Shmuel. All right, so B'mayo Kim de Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, does it make sense to you that in the middle of the Mishnah, where, I mean, we're talking about different cases over here. We're talking about a case of Shomrim, and now we have a pure case in Rabbi Shimon. No Shomrim, works out perfectly, but only Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. But what that means is that we switched right in the middle of the Mishnah without any indication that we've switched. She taught from Rabbi Yishmael in giving a case in the ratio with Shomrim, to Rabbi Akiva in giving a case of Shutafim. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you're automatically a Shutaf when you are damaged. So, B'mayo Kim to Rabbi Yishmael. Iyachi Ema Seifa. Let's just read through that last piece of the Mishnah again. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shor Sheva Matayim Shenagach, Shor Sheva Matayim Veinan Avela Yafa Klum. Each one becomes a co-owner, and they have 100 of the 200. Zenot elmana v'zenot elmana. Chazar v'nagach shoracher shavamataim. So now the last one takes the mana, and then the two before each split the remaining mana. Zenot elchamishim v'zenot elchamishim zut. And now it goes and it goes again. Chazar v'nagach shor shavamataim. Acharon not elmana shalafanav not elchamishim zut. And the last ones take a dinner zov, which is 25. So let's keep prorating it. The only explanation for prorating it is that we have shutafut. We have partners, and the different partners own different shares. Because each time somebody else gets damaged, the shares of the previous partners are diluted by the new guy who owns 50%. But that only makes sense on Libet Rabbi Akiva. It makes absolutely no sense according to Rabbi Shmuel. There'd be no way to make this work out. So, Atan Rabbi Akiva. This piece only can work out if we're talking about diluting a partnership, right? So the Omer Tura de Shutvai, So that, what is weird? You have a Mishnah which is Reisha Rebbe Shmuel. It just takes for granted that it's going on Leibet Rebbe Shmuel and tries to work it out by introducing the element of Shomrim. And the Sefer is Rebbe Akiva. Is that the way you want to learn a Mishnah? Amri Im. Yep. That's exactly what I'm going to tell you. Because we had this before. Remember that Rav Yehuda, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, but Rav Yehuda was sitting there breaking his head trying to figure out how could we work this Mishnah out consistently. So Shmuel finally told him, listen here, Sharpie, Shinana, Shvok Mati, we just please leave the Mishnah and follow me, I say. Reisha Rebbe Shmuel v'Sefer Rebbe Akiva, I've been working on this Mishnah a long time, trust me. There ain't no way to make this Mishnah work out. And you're going to be forced in the end to swallow the bullet. I'll save you the trouble. There's only one way to learn. The Reish is going on, Leibet Rebbe Shmuel. And it's talking about Pshiat Shomrim. Sefer is going on, Leibet Rebbe Akiva. Now, you're immediately struck by the question of why you couldn't make this work out on Leibet Rebbe Akiva if you're willing to say the same shtick. You could say that you were tofes the other guy's chelik in order to collect from. So then you'd have, if you're going to say, the only problem is, you said, let it go. According to Rabbi Akiva, why does it say Yachzir L'Shalafanav? It should say Yachzir L'Kulam. The Energizer Bunny. It should say Yachzir L'Kulam. I can do the same thing to Rabbi Akiva. I can say, well, the reason it's not going to go back because of L'Kulam is because you were Tofes. And now you got the other guy's piece. So therefore, you became now the Shomer. Exactly the same thing. Is there any reason why we can't do that? Alibet Rabbi Akiva? What do you mean Rabbi Shmuel is saying there's no way? Forget about it. Alibet Rabbi Akiva in a very simple way. Says Rashi, because it's irrelevant, according to Rabbi Akiva. It's crazy to say a case like that, Alibet Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, according to Rabbi Akiva, we work it out anyway, that the last one in is the only one to recover his full nezek. And what do we got to go introduce a crazy case of Tfisa V'Shemer? What is it? It's adding something. I'll leave it, Rabbi Shmuel. It's very, very cute. Because your instant response, well, I'll leave it, Rabbi Shmuel. Clearly, it'll always be first one in will be the first one to recover. Vashenken, according to Rabbi Akiva, the last one is the first one to recover. Wow. Hey, I never thought of that before. Comes along the Mishnah to say, it's not so simple. Even Alevi Rabbi Shmuel, you could come up with a case that is similar to Rabbi Akiva's case, where the last one will be the first one to recover if the previous one was a Shomer. Why, in your right mind, would you make up a Meshuggah case, according to Rabbi Akiva, to show what? Rabbi Akiva always holds the last one in as the first to recover. I don't need to get into, this is a Chiddush. Yachzir L'Shalafanav. It's a Din in Shomri. Put it in the Bav Metzia. What's it doing over here? So says Rashi. Says Tosfos, no, that's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you will not be a Shomer Socher. That's why it's wrong. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, once you're a Shutef that goes and takes something now and is keeping it, he's not considered to be a Shomer Socher, he's a Shutef. So for him, the fact that he's got the other guy's part, he's not considered to be Tofes the Nizek, to become now the one who's chayev on the Shomrim, he's one of the shutvim who's currently has the shor in his reshur. So fine, there'd be no way to make it happen according to Rabbi Shmuel Tosfos. It's an assumption that Rashi's making that is wrong milachatchila. It's not just that it wouldn't be a chiddush. Okay, but in any event, we have two approaches, according to either of which it would be either unreasonable or just not possible to make the Mishnah work out according to Rabbi Akiva, which is why Shmuel is saying, forget about it. The first case is definitely not Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now, you'll notice an interesting thing, which is that the Mishnah is introduced with the Shor Shenagach Arba'ah V'Chamisha, and then the Tana starts explaining, okay, but he breaks down on the third case. Stops. You really want to tell me what the din is a shor shenagach arba'ah v'chamishah? So tell me. And then the third time we got three owners, it went ahead and did a fourth one, and after the fourth owner, it goes ahead and has a fifth one. If you're coming to explain, so come to explain. I'll tell you why I'm first struck. Because if we would take it one more level, we would have to say, and now the 25s are diluted to 12 and a half. No, to start talking about halves, we often will stop a mission. But if I get it to 0.5 already, okay, you know, I leave it up to you to make the next step. So if I can round my denominations, I don't have to say a half, then I'll go and I'll tell you another level. That conclusion, which is our first conclusion, leads to the following misunderstanding. Tznan Hata, we already discussed this idea of people that do certain things that happen all the time are given a straight amount of Dmei Busha to pay. Instead of bogging down the courts, we take either a minimal level, maximal level. Tosfos had two approaches earlier. One of the cases, you remember the good old snow carting, right? Remember I joked about the snow carrot, or pronounced it snow cart?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you snow carted into another guy, or you kicked him in the rear, or you went into his ear, or you did that with the chauffeur, according to some, it means you hit him in the ear. But anyway, like, it's really an embarrassing thing. The guy jumps up and it looks like an idiot, you know. So for that, they gave you a certain amount, you give him a seller. So it's not that. But okay, look, Avero notain lo seller. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What do you mean a seller? You give him 100 zuz. So now, there was a case where Ugaver to talk to Lechavre, there was a guy who actually did this. Shalchei Rav Tuvia Bar Matna Lekami to Rav Yosef. So Rav Tuvia Bar Matna went to ask a shayla by Rav Yosef, are we talking about when you say you give him a sela, is that a sela tsuri, which is for dinner, or is that a sela medina, which is a half a dinner? Because it's only 1/8. Remember that they later on started using 7 parts of copper to the silver. So they alloyed the silver, which reduced the value of every coin to 1/8 of what it previously was. All right. What do we mean? I mean, tell me what you meant. Ah, he said, by the way, I'm sure it's troubling you. What in the world was he doing trying to collect Knesset in Bavel? The same issue we had before. That's what Bukhista said. Knesset Tamer. Okay, different approaches. Maybe he was talking about he was an Eretz Yisrael and ultimately got Smicha. Maybe he was talking about that it meant he was Koveya Himizman to be Ola to Eretz Yisrael, and this was the amount which he wrote the best, and the guy's right. Whatever, everybody has a different approach. But let's ignore that piece. Clearly, we'll have to deal with it. And he wants to know what the amount was. On Marley, he says, look, I'll prove it to you from a Beferish Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, in Shor Shenogach Arba'av HaMishah Shvarim, so it says over there that Shnayim HaRishonim Dinar Zahav, the two first guys are diluted now to 25 apiece, which is one dinner. And that's it. It doesn't go down beyond that. The Isak HaDaitach, Tani Tana Sela Medina. If you're saying that the Tana would be willing to discuss even a Sela Medina, which is a half a Zuz, you no longer have to talk about halves because a Sela is a half. So now you could talk about the denomination of a Sela. And all you needed to say was, let's do one more time. And now one more time would tell me the 25s are diluted into half, which would be Tresar V'Sela. And then you don't have to mention the word Chetz. You got 12 zuz plus a sela. Great. Now, why didn't it say that? Clearly, because there's no such animal. Because the Tana doesn't talk about this poor quality money system in which everything is diluted. We're purists. And so the silver is pure. And I'm not going to talk about a half of a zuz. All my life, this is a raya. What do you expect? The Tana Kiruchla, Lisne Valeza? What do you think the Tana is over here? An Avon man who's got to take out every little... So you're sure you don't want lipstick in the color of golden purple? Because I have to show you every last thing that I got in order for you to understand. I create the principle. Now you understand the idea of dilution. I'm not going to tell you another case. I don't care whether it's a half or it's a whole. So, Mamela, you cannot bring a raya just because I talked about Arba'av HaChamishah means I'm a chuyav to tell you every single case of the Arba'av HaChamishah. No way. My havi ala, what's the bottom line on this one? Is it a chatzi zuz or is it in fact 4 zuz? Well, you don't leave because you're going to love this case, and it's only 2 minutes. So, Pashtu HaMiyad HaMiravir HaMirav, he brought a raya to him finally, directly from this mimer from Rav, that kol kesev amur b'torah, where you're talking about the Torah giving you a value, that kesev is kesev tzuri, full, pure silver. But where the Rabbonin create a chiyuv, such as over here, they say a sela, it's always kesef medina. So when the guy heard that all he's owed is one half of a crummy zuz, and he thought he was going to be collecting something, you know, he said, this is what we're talking about, a half a dollar? You know, forget about it. I didn't even want it. It's a bizarre for me to take it. Give it to the poor. So, Lobin, I don't want it. Not vilanim. Of course, when people do that, 5 minutes later, they usually say, well, actually, I could buy a cup of coffee, you know. Nah, give it, it's not worth much, but I'll buy myself a cup of coffee. That makes the same point as giving it to the poor, right? So, Hoda Amalini says, Nit Vemiale, give it to me, so that I'll go to Starbucks. And he's of everybody, not sure, because you can't really go to Starbucks, but maybe you can go to Dunkin' Donuts. All right. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, too late, buddy. Kvar zochu be'aniyim. The aniyim already were zochu when you said that you're going to give it to the poor. You said, what do you mean? There's no aniyim around. That doesn't matter. Afagav delek aniyim acha. I represent the aniyim because I am either the Beit Din or I am the Gabbai, and I am empowered now to take any money that's given to aniyim. It's as if it already came into their hand. The Omer of Yiram Shmuel, because there is a principle that was actually elucidated by Shmuel, who said that in the same way, and I'm comparing it to this, if you have Yitomim in a town, they don't have to write a prosvel in Shemitah. Why? Because if you give over your debts for collection to a court, you don't need a prosvel, because then it's no longer that you're being nosha, it's that the court is already in the process of collecting, basically. There's a number of different approaches to the details of why that's the case. But if you're Moser Shtarot Tav, which Rashi learns, Tosfos doesn't like that because maybe, and what will you do about the debts that are not written in a Shtar? So he says it's not necessarily Shtarot Tav, but it's actually giving over your Chov to Beis Din to collect, whether it's in a Shtar or not. And then Beis Din will be makdin you karka as if it's collectible. In any event, that means, why is that true? Yitomim v'chetoni romi b'choma, Yitomim ein trichim prusbo. You know why? Because Rabbi Gamliel of Beit Dino, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beit Din, he was the Nasi, he has a Beit Din Chashuv, they are the fathers of all of the Yitomim. Meaning that Beit Din takes responsibility for those who cannot watch out for themselves. And therefore, if there are Aniyim, you've already given it to the Aniyim. The moment you told me for the Aniyim, I've already put it in their account. So forget about your coffee. Now, Chanan Bisha, there was this naughty Chanan guy, very bad reputation. Naughty Chanan went ahead and tokalei lahu gavra. So he goes and he hits this guy in the ear, or blows into his ear. Ata lakami to Ravuna, same question, what was Ravuna doing collecting? And again, so some say Ravuna actually subsequently went there to Israel, maybe he did get smicha, some of the Rishonim suggest. So Omar lay, so Ravuna says to him, okay, Zil have like Palga de Zuzah, because here it's Mashmi actually Paskin himself, not that he was Koveh's man to go to Eretz Yisrael. Give him a half a buck. The Chanan didn't have a half a buck. He had an old worn out coin of one shekel. And I couldn't get anybody to cash it for him because it was a crummy shekel. So, Havile Ahu Zuzah Maka. Boy, Lamit Velemine Palga wanted to get changed. So he went over to the kiosk and refused to change it for him. So, Lo'avi Mishtakalas, he figured, what the heck? He does it again. He says, here, take the whole face. Tokale Akrina, Yorven Alas. You might as well get two for one if it's a Zuzabak. Hayushneim Shalishachat Shneim Chayavim, Omale Robin Biparzakil Ravashi, Shmaminash Farim Tamim, Shizikuze, it's a Gove, Mizerotza Mizegover, Ratza Mizegover. Sof, anyway, the Beit Torah Ma'al Yavoy L'Shulamini. Well, no, the safest clearly talking about Tamim. Reishas B'Mu'adim. If you're talking about Mu'adim, it makes no sense at all. What do you mean? Chayavim. Chayav Gavra Mi'Boy L'Vitu. What do you mean? Shnehem. There's no Shnehem. There's only one person. Elaliolam, it's got to be talked about Tamim, and then Shnehem is referring to the Shvarim. It's going a little bit of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore Dafka means the opposite of what you said. Taima deitnu letarvayu, the lo matzi matchile. Ava letnu letarvayu, matzi omalai zielati raya da haitura izakacha, viashalim lecha. Shor shenaga garba ava kamisha shvarim zeachaze, yishalim leacharon shebehem. Vim yeshbo mutar, yachzir shelfana. Vim yeshbo mutar, yachzir shelfnefana. Acharon, acharon niskar, devi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shor sheva matayim, shenagach l'shor sheva matayim, v'inan nevei lo yofek lum, zen otomona v'zen otomona, chod v'nagach shor acher sheva matayim, acheron otomona shalvanam zen otel 50 zuz, v'zen otel 50 zuz, chod v'nagach shor acher sheva matayim, acheron otomona shalvanam 50 zuz, ushnayim arishonim, dinar zahav. Matnit in mani, delok Rabbi Shimon Omer, delok Rabbi Akiva. V'zik Rabbi Shimon Omer balei chovot ninu, Acharon, Acharon niskar. On the contrary, Rishon, Rishon niskar be boiling. Ik Rabbi Akiva, the Amatur de Shudvoye. What do you mean, Yeshbo Motar, Yachzilu Shalafanat? It should say, Yachzilu Kulam be boiling. Oh, my Rav, the Yalam, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Balei Chovot, Nino. Ay, the Kashalach, Acharon, Acharon niskar. Rishon, Rishon niskar be boiling. No, it's talking about, Kigon. Shetafso, Nizek, Ligvote, Menu. V'nasi, Alav, Kishomer, Sachar, Ledezakin. Yohachi. יש בו מותר יחזיר לשלפניו? יש בו מותר יחזיר לבעלים מבועלי. אומר רבינו, no, it means, אם יש בו מותר בנזקיו, so that number 5 was a lesser damage than number 4, so then יחזיר לשלפניו. וכן כעד רבין, אומר רבי יוחנן, משום פשיעת שומרים נגעו בה, שבמה יוקים תקרב ישבו? Yochi Sefer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Shor Sheva Matayim, Shor Sheva Matayim, Vena V'yav V'yav Klum, Zen Otomona V'zen Otomona. Choz V'nagach Shorach, Her Sheva Matayim, Acheron Otomona V'shel Lefanav, Zen Otomona 50 Zuz, V'zen Otomona 50 Zuz. Choz V'nagach Shor Sheva Matayim, Acheron Otomona V'shel Lefanav, Zen Otomona 50 Zuz, U'shnayim Rishonim Diner Zahav. This is going a little Rabbi Akiva. Yomer Tur Rishut Voi. Reisha B'yishol V'sefer Rabbi Akiva, Amri. In. The Omer Lishmul Rabbi Rashinana, Shvok Matnitin V'ta Batrai, Reisha Rabbi Yishmael v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Zanata. Hatokeh lecha v'ro noten lo sela. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Mone. Who gave a talk to l'chavre? Shalker of Tuvia Maasar Kamini, Rabbi Yossi. Sela tzuri tzana sela bedina tzana. Rabbi Tini tu ha-shlosh shayim ha-shonim. Dinu zot. Yisak et akutoni tana sela medina. You could have gone for another case and lived like v'nitne atres of a sela. I'm like, what is this? A Tanaki Ruchla Litim Beliza. My Havilah, Pashtumi Yodi Omer of Yudam Rav, Ko Kesav Omer Bater Kesav Tzuri, Vishal Divrayim Kesav Medina. So then the guy hears, wow, that's all I'm getting? Is it half a buck? Eh! All of a buck in the Zuzu and Lobina. Not Vilani. Madam, actually, not Vini Ali, is the Yivri Bein Avshoy. Omer, Rav Yoz, it was too late for that. Varzoko Be Aniyim. I forgot to let Aniyim Acha. Anan yad aniyim anan. The Amr Rabbi Yonam Shmuel. Yitomim. Eina tzirchim pruzbo. V'chein tani Rabbi Yopacham. Yitomim eina tzirchim pruzbo. Why? Rabbi Gamliel of Beit Dino. Arabim she yitomim ayu. And they become now already the collectors of the debt. Chanan Bisha. Taka le lau gavra. Ata le kaimen rivu. Nomer le zil hav le palka de zuza. So have the Yahu Zuza Maka, and boy la mitvele mine palga de Zuza, and nobody would take it. He says, oh, what the heck? Takale achrina ve yavad yalein.